This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
that we're all on.
I want to tell you,
we need to rock it.
That's
how we get
a boat rock.
Shaking free of the walls. What do you think of that?
Yes. It's Friday. That's good news anyways, yeah? Most people like the fact that it's Friday.
It doesn't feel like a Friday, though.
But if you're a workaholic, like I am, I love to work.
There's never a dull moment.
It really is. Even when you try to take it off. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, check us out on, well, actually go to the URL, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. As well as you can check out Bradley Dean on two different websites, one personal and one fan page. Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N, Bradley Dean. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Again, our Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. What's going on? Well, concerning the headlines across the nation today, top Obama aide makes impeachment prediction. Listen carefully, friends. Top Obama aide makes impeachment prediction because of what he's doing right now, contriving against the American people concerning amnesty. Yep. And by the way, Joe Arpaio from Arizona is saying there's something up. Something's very fishy going on between the American government and the Mexican government. But I also want to watch your back, friends, and tell you, pay attention to the northern borders as well, because no one's talking about it. What else is happening across the boards, friends? Oh, my goodness. IRS faces new grilling over targeting churches. Well, as long as that's all that happens, as long as they get a little smack in the hands, friends. You know, oh, well, but just overlook the millions of, well, I'm sorry, the thousands of people that are probably in jail unlawfully because they were prosecuted illegally by the IRS. Just forget about those guys. And just keep in mind, they're just getting their hands slapped by Gowdy and ISIS, right? Okay. All right. Congresswoman sees threat to Constitution. Talking about the headlines across the nation. Hamas murders 25 Palestinians, blames Israel. Levin shreds Fox News for employing Karl Rove. Folks, you want to talk about leaving in the lump? There you have it right there, Mr. Karl Rove. He's a loser is what he is. Putin's plan is to defy the world. Of course, that is nothing more than a ploy. A little game going on between Obama and Putin, and everybody thinks it's for real. No, folks, it's all contrived. Just to keep your eyes off the ball. That's all they want to do. Headlines across the nation. Bloody terrorists had made more than 9,000 terrorists. Folks, keep in mind what the terrorists, the contrived terrorism is all about. It's going to be used, folks. They're going to, at length, sooner or later, mark my words on this, okay? They're going to actually try to bring about a surrender, a forced surrender, and the tool that will be used will be terrorism. But I got to tell you something, America. We're not the type of people, this country doesn't take its counsel from its fears, Okay? Don't forget that. We don't take our counsels from our fears. But rest assured, sooner or later, you're going to see these terrorists and the UN and the global initiative through the terrorists for who they really are, the bankers, so on and so forth, those that are behind the minions like Obama and these little puppets they have in hand. Just keep in mind, they're going to try to bring about, through fear, a forced surrender. Mark my words. Folks, they're more afraid of you than you are them. And the reason that is because you are an armed nation and your enemies know, quote unquote, that behind every blade of grass in this country is what? A gun. Okay? That's why you are staying armed, America. Don't fall for this little, these shenanigans going on between the politicians, those that want to, you know, they want to redefine what Article 2 of the Bill of Rights states. No, we know what it says. My little kids can understand what it says, and we're going to stay with it. Folks, to say all that, to say this, again, if you'd like to jump online at any time, 1-866-233-0747. This is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And, you know, you just mentioned about fear and about, you know, the government and pushing fear and so on. I just found this quote by John Adams. It was his thoughts on government back in 1776. He said this: "Fear is the foundation of most governments. But it is so sordid and a brutal passion and renders men in whose breasts it predominates so stupid and miserable that Americans will not likely approve of any political institution which is founded on it." So when you say that's not the stuff that America is made of, absolutely not. The American people, he's saying, listen, they're not going to be ruled by fear because they're not going to approve and they won't tolerate it. They'll stand up against it.
And the reason that is because they fear the face of God, not the fear of face of man.
You know, and that's funny you should say that too, because Thomas Paine, I was going to get to one of his quotes. He said this. He said, "The cause of America is in great measure the cause of all mankind, where some say is the king of America. I'll tell you, friend, he reigns above."
Whoa. Thomas Paine.
Thomas Paine, yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Did you hear that, atheists, deists?
Oh,
did you
so
hear
good.
That, those revisionists out there? Please say that again.
And I'll put the nail in the coffin.
The first time I've heard this one.
Yeah, this is what he said. "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind, where some may say is the king of America. I'll tell you, friend, he reigns above."
Oh.
Doesn't that just have an anointing all over it? That's
boy,
just so awesome.
That's all people have to do is know their history and understand that they're completely being lied to 24/7. Go
okay, I'm going to put the nail in the coffin now. This is also Thomas Paine. He said this: "I die in perfect composure and resignation to the will of my Creator, God." So when you say, oh, he was an atheist, or he was this or that.
The least religious founding forefather that we had, and he may have been, friends, but the fact of the matter is he still stands out as a beacon today, doesn't he?
That's right, and he's dying in perfect composure to the will of his Creator. He had something going on.
Yeah, absolutely, especially the way he talks. Interestingly enough, I got this from our friend over at Freedom Outpost today, but did you know that the IRS is to monitor sermons as a part of settlement with atheists?
Ugh.
No. Just a second. Of course, they're appeasing these fools, right?
Yeah.
You know, the one or two that are out there with these organizations that are funded by the Soros and the communist organizations that most people are just laughing at. And for some reason, they need to open up their ears and pay attention that it's not a joke because these people are dangerous. They really are. But you know what? We need to let our enemies know that we're dangerous in righteousness. And, of course, that is our whole purpose here. But none other than the Internal Revenue Service settled a lawsuit brought by Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's like freedom from air.
You know, like a fish free from water,
exactly.
You know, a bird free from the wind. Exactly. I mean, folks, you want to talk about fools? Hey, listen. They have the greatest accolade that I can possibly give to them.
Freedom from religion.
Freedom from religion.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. What more can you say? That's biblical authority.
You know, when I see stuff like this, I know it only emboldens the churches all the more to speak out, so I praise God, and I'm talking about the real Christians.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Well, America, it seems that there are those that were just voted in by you that don't seem to understand what no to corruption means. And in the meantime, there are those of you that get excited over a bunch of grown men eating each other over a big ball. America, it's time to speak the truth to power. And for them that know not, it is you who holds the power. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Forget it not.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Yesterday we had a blast. I had a blast. I was having church, and I was having church reading the preambles from our state constitutions in all 50 states of our union. Hey, you want to talk about smacks of the pulpit? There we had it. I mean, incredible. Folks, if people would just, again, turn around and go back, go to your Capitol buildings, look on the walls, my friends. It will tell you, it will testify as to who we are and where we came
from. It's in stone, which is awesome. And you know, who would know better than John Adams about good government and what it was instituted
for? We talk about that guy a lot.
I know. He's just the Colossus of Independence. I really like John Adams. And even, too, when I read more about even George Washington, it's like the more you read about him and the more you know about who they are, you just think, wow, what just awesome men they really were. John Adams said this. He said, government is instituted for the common good, for the protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness of the people, and not for profit, honor, or private interests of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, the people alone have an incontestable and unalienable, indefeasible right to institute government and to reform, alter, or totally change the same when their protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness require it. And you were just talking
about,
you know, the top advisor saying what he said about Obama and impeachment and so on. It comes down to we the people taking matters into our hands lawfully and dealing with all the criminal activity that we see in government, no matter where it is, on a local, state, you know, federal level. We have a job to do. We have to do our duty. As John Adams said, duty is ours, results are God's. The problem is people are so apt to shy away from their responsibility and their duty because they're doing their own thing. What they don't realize is we have a job to do. We need to do it. We've got to preserve our freedom for the next generation.
Okay, so the purpose of government is to reward the righteous and punish the wicked. As a matter of fact, I believe it was John Adams, I can stand corrected on that one. You can check me, double check me, cross check me. That said, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, to violate God's moral law. Well, what's interesting about that, yesterday we were talking about a couple things outside of the preamble, state preambles. But one of the things that I wanted to share with you is Proverbs 29:2, where it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. So the key to good government, as we also stated yesterday, was found in the quality of the people who rule, not in the quality of the laws which are passed. I also want everybody to understand that those that represent us derive their authority from what we allow them to have. Okay? So we need to be careful not to call those representatives, the senators, our authorities. Because they're not our authorities, they're our representatives. And there's a big difference, friends, because they get the demigod attitude when they hear things like that. So I'm saying that, why is that? Why is it that we get that phone call almost every day at the same time? Do we not? No, what's up with that?
I don't know. Every once in a while, we'll just get a call and there's nobody there. It's almost like they're playing with us, testing to see if we actually answer phones or something.
It could be one of those communist organizations that blog on us all the time that record
those
every one of
very courageous
shows.
Ones.
Oh, no, they got
I know.
Voice
I know.
In
I know. It kind of reminds me of
call them during the middle of the show and just not say anything.
Yeah, I mean, they're so cowardice. I mean, at least the terrorists wear a rag over their faces.
Right.
But, you know, for the most part, when I look at these terrorists, I can see why they have rags over their faces. I'm not kidding you.
Mm-hmm.
Little pipsqueak cowards.
Yep.
Oh,
evil.
Gross.
Yep.
To the max. It's like, will you put another rag over your face, man? Because you're really grossing me out.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know why they have to cover up their wives, don't you? Because they're so insecure with the way they look, they don't want anybody to see their wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, I know.
They are some gross people. But in saying that, at least you can see their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The communists in America that write about you all the time, they won't get on the radio with you.
They're not there.
Yeah, you can't even see their faces.
Blank.
Of course. They love to shout and shoot, don't they?
Yeah, they shoot
that's all they
the
know
internet,
how to do.
But that's, yeah, that's true.
And everybody's sitting back like, oh, I'm so afraid of what I can't see. Doesn't the Bible tell us in the book of Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth? And Leviticus 26, the wicked flee when none pursueth. But the Bible says that the Lord makes the righteous bold as lions.
Yeah. The lions are pretty bold.
I like that. Okay, so anyways, we're talking about the quality of the people that actually are there to execute the law against crime in government for the very preservation of our liberties, right? Okay. Shared with you yesterday, Oklahoma became a state in 1907. Its state constitution was 115 pages. Okay? The founders' state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages per state.
Wow.
And then I shared with you yesterday, if you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, then you're going to listen to man's 10,000.
It was simple because they all were coming
totally.
From the, derived from the same principles found in the Bible.
Yeah, that reminds me of a quote by Tacitus. I'll go over there in just a minute. But before I do that, I want people to catch this because it's important. The founders' state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages. Going back to Oklahoma in 1907, you can already see the digression. Its state constitution was 115 pages. Can you imagine what it is today, friends?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you vibing with
me? Yeah, I'm vibing with you. I remember one time I was seeing Michelle Bachmann, actually, on a news program, and she had stacked up the health care bill and how high it was. It was literally like 2-3 feet high, no joke. It was almost, and of course her point was made, and it was such a great point. Listen, like you said, if you're not going to obey God's Ten Commandments, which will fit on one sheet of paper quite nicely, then you're going to obey man's 10,000 commandments. And it was evidently seen in that portrayal when she stacked it up there and you could see
it. Of course. In other words, it doesn't make sense. No, it makes perfect sense, right? It reminds me of the IRS code. There isn't one.
Yeah, it's so confusing.
Who has the answer? You ever notice when you're dealing with attorneys concerning the IRS, you just don't ever know. You're trying to figure out how you're going to be nailed or accused of something or questioned by the IRS for something new. It's incredible, friends.
And you know what I like about the Bible?
And that's why it's oppressive.
Yeah, and the reason why it's oppressive is because there's no absolute right, absolute wrong.
That was my
there's
point.
No absolutes. What the Bible is absolutes. There's a sure right way. There's a sure wrong way.
You're absolutely right.
And that's what makes it so refreshing is the fact that it is absolute. It's kind of like, in the natural, if you look at the difference between math and language. Math is absolute. 2 + 2 is always going to equal 4. Language always changes. We don't want to go with things that always change. You want to go with the absolutes, and that's where you're going to find them in the Bible.
I found Tacitus, okay?
Wow.
He said the more corrupt the state, the more it legislates. Of course.
That's so true.
But keep in mind, friends, what it's legislating is policy, not law. And what you need to remember, friends, is policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. So how do you get rid of policy? Follow the law. Remember what John Glenn, the man that went to the moon, said? He
yeah.
said, if we were to follow the rule of our Constitution, he said, we cannot enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, if the American people knew that we were violating the law, they wouldn't have to listen to these policies.
Right.
They would know that they're null and void.
That's right.
So in other words, America is actually... Not only, I don't want to say capitulating, but I was going to give the word derelict of duty when it comes to policy, because
yep.
there's thousands of policies that are thrown on the American people every week by a corrupt government that doesn't have the lawful jurisdiction to throw them down on you in the first place.
But how are they going to know that if they don't know the Constitution for themselves?
That's why they have the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
That's right. But the thing is the Constitution is not just like some thing that makes us feel good, like in theory it's still there. That's a document that should be followed. It's not like, hey, we're happy we have the Constitution and nobody follows it, but it makes us feel good because people quote it on TV and it makes us feel like they're doing the right thing. Well, the document of the Constitution is not there to be there in theory. It's there to be there in practice.
Okay, now keep in mind, too, feelings follow faith. Faith does not follow feelings.
Right. So if you say, listen, I feel so good because, you know what, I've got this representative that always says, like, God bless America. And he quotes little bits and pieces here and there, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and it makes me feel good. That's great that it makes you feel good. Does he actually follow the rules out
law? So does Pelosi reading Colonel
right.
Obama.
Oh, yes.
They talk about every once in a while they'll make a reference to it, mm-hmm. but what they'll do is they'll omit what they don't want you to know.
That's exactly
they'll
right.
They'll omit what the fact of the matter is that what they omit is the very thing that would stand contrary to what they're trying to do.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to a Delaware constitutional requirement for those that want to serve an office in the state of Delaware. Okay. This is what I wanted to highlight because I kind of rammed this through yesterday. I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Before you could serve we the people in the state of Delaware. Did you hear that, Delawareans? Did you hear that? I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Did you know that that was the prerequisite before you could serve the people in the state of Delaware? Let's go to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's Constitution. I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of good and the punisher of the wicked. Of course.
Oh,
that's directly derived from, well, not only from Genesis all the way to Revelation, but specifically in the book of Peter. Governors were appointed for the purpose of what? Being a terror to what? Those that do evil, but to be a praise unto those that do good works. Not what you're seeing today, friends. Massachusetts Constitution is along the same lines. Okay? North Carolina's, go ahead.
I was going to say, wouldn't that be great to actually follow that constitution there in Massachusetts? You look about how many...
You can't complain
oh,
about
my
what
goodness.
You tolerate.
How many people have we seen come out of Massachusetts and the fruit of their ways that you would think, oh, it'd be so nice they'd actually follow their profession of their faith?
Say, okay, so what's the next argument? Well, you know, I don't believe in God. Okay, well, then that's why you're in bondage. Okay, you don't have to believe in his blessings, but I'll tell you what, you're going to believe in his cursings. Hello, America. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about constitutions. Huh. In 1892, the Supreme Court noted that each of the 44 states at that particular time, then in the Union, had some type of God-centered declaration in its constitution. Of course, North Carolina's constitution, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state shall be capable of holding, shall not be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil departments within the state. Well, of course not. We got Richard calling from Omaha, Nebraska. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie.
Yeah, I was hearing just turned on your program, and I wanted to mention, too, there was, congressman or senator.
Keith Ellison.
Was taken into the oath of office.
Yeah, Keith Ellison.
They actually put their hand on it. They wanted to be sworn by using the Koran instead of the Bible.
That's
and
right.
Then they actually have a photo of it as well when being sworn in.
Yep.
On
yep.
That. And I thought that, I mean, nobody disputed it or questioned it or anything. They just let them go.
Well, I think, Richard, a lot of people did dispute it, and a lot of people got their eye on this joker. Keith Ellison is a Muslim.
He's actually from the state of Minnesota.
Yeah,
here.
He's from the state of Minnesota, and the district that he covers is pretty much, well, it's not Muslim infiltrated. When you take a look at everything going on around this guy, there's nothing upright about him. And it's to swear in an individual that swears The Muslim religion, when we talk about the radicals today, what are we talking about? We're talking about how we're called the great Satan by these people. We also know by Brigitte Gabriel that after he won his seat, they were going up and down the halls, basically shouting their rant that Allah has just been victor. And so we know that he is an enemy to the state. There's no question about it. But I don't think that people aren't paying attention. I know the state-run media just didn't want you to know, and they want you to believe that everybody stood down. People are watching this joker, no question about it.
Yeah, and Brigitte Gabriel also brought up the fact that when you swear on the Quran, basically you can say a lie according to if it advances the person. You know,
how can you serve a God that says lie?
That's right.
It shows you how weak that God must be.
There's no absolute.
No, right, wrong. Mm-hmm. Who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? John 10:10, my goodness.
And who would
friends.
Know better than Brigitte Gabriel exposing all this going on out there?
Totally. that's another show.
It's a sad day in America when that's happening. But I want to give you that quote.
Please.
Yeah, the quote from Thomas Jefferson, who said this: "The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first." And we mentioned this before. Just because man makes a law doesn't make it, quote unquote, legal. I mean, if you look at Hitler and what he did, all those things, you know, even though he might have put it at the tone of this was the law, that's not the law according to the laws of God. It wasn't the law at all. So when you look and you say, well, listen, you know, the legalized version of the first, what he's saying is basically tie the government down to the chains of the Constitution to make sure that we keep them in check and the Constitution is not violated.
You're right. Here, I got something for you, Richard, and I want you to hear this. It is actually video of Brigitte Gabriel exposing him. Listen to this carefully.
Under Islam, where a Muslim can tell a lie, and a lie is permissible as long as the lie basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against an enemy. And this is why we were very concerned in the United States when Keith Ellison from Minnesota, the first Muslim congressman, was elected to Congress. Because under the practice of taqiyya, kithman or lying, where a Muslim can say any lie to protect Islam, because under Islam, if a practicing Muslim is a practicing Muslim, when he is faced between two decisions, either to protect Islam or protect his family, his country, or anything else, his allegiance is to Islam, not to his country. So if a congressman like Keith Ellison...
So how does he swear allegiance to the United States?
He swore on a Quran. And under Islamic law, obviously he's a practicing Muslim. And under Islamic law, you can literally lay your hand on the Quran, swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, fully knowing that you are telling a lie and nothing but a lie. But that lie is forgiven. You are forgiven as a Muslim.
Because it's in the furtherance of Islam.
It's in the furtherance of Islam. And if America is ever at war and a Muslim congressman has to choose between his loyalty to Islam or the Islamic army or his loyalty to the United States, his loyalty at the day of judgment or at the day where he has to make a decision will be to Islam and not to any man-made religion or not to any constitution man-made by people. And that's what the American public needs to understand.
And yet we've elected someone like that to represent a state here in the United States.
Exactly. And actually, at his victory party, the echo of Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, which is the same words that the perpetrators of 9/11, Muhammad Atta, Ziad Jarrah, and all the other 19 hijackers of the plane, who kidnapped those planes and flew them into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, these were their last words that they uttered: Allahu Akbar, God is Allah is the greatest, Islam is supreme. And these are the words that were shouted at the victory party of Keith Ellison. This is what we need to educate the American public about. This is the politically incorrect truth that the Western media from CNN and the others do not want to bring out to the American public because it is not politically correct to do so.
So,
did you hear that, friends? That was a great point that Richard just made.
Yeah, it was a great
point. Because we're well aware of him. We're, you know, people are watching him all over the country.
In fact, we've tried to get him on the radio program as well. Speaking of blank faces.
He likes to take shots at me, but when it's time to get on the radio, he runs like a little chicken, doesn't he?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But that's what he's made out of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he ain't got a rag over his face.
Oh, yeah. It's not even funny when you think about all destruction and things going on.
He wants to take shots. I mean, there ain't anything funny about it.
That's
if you
want
to make it public, let's make it public.
That's right.
But that's where they don't want to go.
And the thing is if you want to have a, you know, civilized conversation with someone, well, let's have a civilized conversation. You can't communicate with people if the other person refuses to get on the line.
Well, even if you know that they can lie and get away with it,
right.
It's okay.
So how are you going to tell the
truth?
Totally. That's true.
You know what's interesting about Keith Ellison is he sits as the chairman, as the LGBT chairman.
Right.
And the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a stupid
twisted
people?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the homosexuals.
Right.
To submit themselves to the chairman of the LGBT.
Oh, well, they haven't thought
and
this
he's
through.
A Muslim, and
literally
they're calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Well, pretty bizarre. But here we are.
What can
you
say?
Yeah. Great point, Richard. We appreciate that. Very much so. Hey, folks, what I wanted to do is I wanted to get over here because we've been talking about just giving you the foundations again, telling you what the deal is, showing you who we are, just picking up the broom, sweeping it off, talking about our foundations so you can understand again who we are. That's how easy it is, friends. But now with the knowledge that you have, you actually have to stand up and do something with that knowledge, and you have to throw off the issues at hand. Because, again, as I've said so many times, I say again, we still have the freedom to right the wrongs. And it's our job to make sure that we don't throw off the Constitution, but we throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. And there's plenty of that going on today, isn't there, friends? Crazy stuff.
Reminds me of all the way around the boards when you're talking about throwing up those that pervert the Constitution. You can take that to the Bible, too, as well. People say, well, there's so many hypocrites in the world.
Heretics.
Listen, they are the ones that are perverting and throwing off the Bible. The Bible is not in error. Those who claim to serve Christ and claim they follow the Bible, those are the ones that are in error.
They
so
pick
simple
and choose like a bunch of pigeons as to what scriptures they like and which ones they don't like.
Right, and they twist it to make it,
of course,
you know, fit their lawless lifestyle. Oh, well, the Lord didn't really say that.
No,
about
well, you didn't mean that. That's
that
your interpretation. You know,
yeah.
Here, a guy that overlooks the gay scriptures, right, the abominable acts of a homosexual. You know, I just don't think that's what the Lord's saying. You know, what they're doing today is they're totally omitting in conversation that it even exists in scriptures.
Yeah.
Because, again, if they said, well, that's not what it says, then it leads people to actually go see the Bible and read,
yep,
what it does say. And by the way, it lines up with our constitutional republic too, friends. So it's not just the word of God that says it. It also in the natural states it in our statutes, state statutes, and our laws. That's why they're doing everything within their power to overthrow law, because you're dealing with a lawless people.
And
it's just really that simple. But my point was this.
Okay.
Mark Twain, sarcastic brother from another mother, said this. He said, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the scriptures that I do know that, yeah, I have a problem with. That's called the cross of Christ, friends. He's a stumbling block, isn't he, to the disobedience.
That's right. You know, going back to what you're saying about the homosexual agenda, people won't even revert to the Bible, what the Bible actually says. It's very sneaky, because I remember in the interview with Joel Osteen, the broadcast, the anchor, the woman, she was saying, well, you know, many ministers or pastors, it doesn't matter what many ministers or pastors say what the Bible says. I mean, you could get 20 billion quote-unquote Christians to say, well, the Bible really doesn't say
there's
that.
There's not 20 billion people on the globe.
Well, I don't care. My point is you could get anybody in the world to say anything, and what matters is
maybe
what
the
Bible
says. Maybe the other 13 billion are in heaven.
Well,
I don't know.
My point is the fact that you could get anybody you want to. Everybody in the world. Let's just say everybody in the world, since we don't know exactly the exact number of everybody in the world.
6 to 7 billion people.
Okay, we'll say 6 to 7 billion people. Let's say that all of them say, well, the Bible doesn't really say that.
It doesn't matter.
That's my point. It doesn't,
yeah,
matter. You can't revert back to, well, biblical, you know, pastors are saying this and ministers have said that. It doesn't matter.
Well,
what does
know,
the Bible
there was
say?
Just, there was just Elijah, that troubler, you know. I mean,
yeah,
everybody else was killed off and all the false prophets were killed off. No, they weren't the false prophets. They were the real prophets, friends. And it was because of one man who stood against the flow of heresy that we won the day. And we have a Bible in 1 Kings chapter 18 that tells us one man alone can still win the day. And by the way, friends, nations hinge on the obedience of one and twos. Don't ever forget that.
Amen.
Yeah.
I think that's such a great point, because bottom line is whenever you're doing whatever you're doing, going to church on Sunday, listening to other ministers, pastors, even the Sons of Liberty, it always needs to line up with what? The Word of God. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then you don't obey it, because the Bible is very clear
very
as
clear
to what it says.
Very clear.
Yes.
A little child understands,
yeah,
the difference between
the
his left hand and his right hand. It really is that simple. As a matter of fact, the model for heaven
is a little child.
A child. It's not a full grown-up individual that's completely perverted, who's mature, as we're told in America, an adult audience, as we're told in America. You get what I'm saying?
It's a pure child that the Lord likened unto enter into the kingdom of heaven as.
Amen. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
See, that's what I like, because what happens is when callers call in and interject thought, it changes the direction of the show, and it was like Richard just brought in that little rabbit trail that somebody needed to hear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was a great point, and it was a great point to solidify as well and just show that folks are awake as to what's going on out there, my friend Richard. And again, thank you for bringing that up, because I think it's important for people to understand how far off base those that serve we the people have become. But keep in mind again, let me go back over to Noah Webster really quick. He was a soldier, legislator, writer of Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. He also helped establish Amherst College, and he was one of the most prolific textbook writers. He said to students, now listen to what I said. He said to students, okay, in schools and in colleges, when you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public offices, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God. The preservation of our government, listen carefully again, friends, depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, even their sworn enemies, the Keith Ellisons of the world, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made not for the public good so much as for selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. Speaking of Keith Ellison again,
yep.
If you've ever watched this guy do an interview, he is he's juvenile. That's the best way to say it. Going on here, the public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. He concluded, Noah Webster did, if our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, hello friends, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws.
That's such a good point. Because the
don't ask the devil to enforce God's law, friends. He's at war with it, and that's exactly what you're seeing today.
And what was his point? In fact, because the citizens have neglected their duty. He didn't blame the representatives. He blamed the citizens who weren't doing their duty to elect just and holy men and women to fill those positions.
Let me make another point. Noah Webster, again, this is what he said. Our citizens, America, listen carefully, should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible. Now you understand why James Wilson said that religion and politics are twin sisters. These two sciences run together, he said. He said, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion. How do we get away from the fact that we are who we are?
You can't.
Because, again, you go back up to Article 4, Section 4. It says each state maintain a Republican form of government. Whose law, then, are you ruled by? And it all comes back again to the same God, the God of the Mosaic Institution, a merciful God, a loving God, a graceful God, but also a judge, friends. Let's not forget that he is a judge, and what makes him a good judge is the fact that he executes the laws against all crimes, but those that are repentant and go to his son, Jesus Christ, well, you shall find mercy and grace.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, I like it. You like that?
I like it. I like it for sure, definitely. And I want to say, too, for those of you who are listening on a day in and day out basis, and you're saying, listen, I love what you guys do, you guys are doing. Even during these summer months, we're going to be sending out a direct mail here pretty soon. But during these summer months, it's so easy to get slack, and it's so easy to say, listen, you know, I'm busy doing what I'm doing with my family and my friends and so on. Listen, the radicals are not slack about their agenda. They're in your face. You look what's going on with the executive order that Obama just did in response to the Hobby Lobby Supreme Court decision, basically saying that, listen, if you're a Christian business, you have to support these, you know, homosexual, all these sex, different things. In order to do business with the government. What is that but an act of absolute of a tyrant saying, you do this or else, bypassing the Constitution?
You know what's so bad about him is nobody takes him serious, but yet everybody's complaining about him?
Yeah.
I mean, when I look at him, I absolutely think he's a joke.
But the thing is...
But the fact of the matter is the joke is on the people that allow the joker to do what he's doing.
That's right. And while people kind of lose their grasp or they kind of lose their hold a little bit during these 7 months because, oh, we're just taking a break, the point is radical. Are not loosening their hold. They are going forward. They are assaulting the American people, the Christian
daily
family. I mean, anything and everything. Unborn babies in the womb. We have a job to do, and we can't just complain about the problem. We have to do something about it. And for those that say, listen, I want to join together to do something about it. What can I do? One of the ways that you can do is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com and make a donation. That helps us push the wheels forward and reach out to more people across America. For those of you that want to become a son or daughter of liberty, you have that opportunity too. You can feel good every month giving to a ministry that's out there doing and working.
Yeah, you can see us get beat up all day.
Well, I think you know what? You only get beat up if you're in a fight, right?
Well,
you're
that's what people like to support is someone that's in a fight.
Well, you know, and the point is you shouldn't just give your money. Well, I just, you know, I guess I go to the church, so I just tithe my money. Listen, wherever you're spiritually getting fed is where you should be giving your money towards to help out and go do more. For those of you who want to be equipped with products, we have that too as well. We've got a brand new abortion book out there and lots of different things. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And actually right now, for those of you who give a $100 donation, you'll receive a constitutional silver dollar coin as well. So all those things are available to you to keep you out there doing. You can call us too as 1-866-233-0747.
Aren't you glad that God said that he chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise?
Of course I am.
I do. I also like the fact that Paul said he didn't come in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God, because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. But speaking of both anointed men of God and intellectual men of God, let's go back over to John Witherspoon. Three more points before the end of the show here. He stated the three principles of an American leader are this. He should be an active and sincere promoter of true and undefiled religion, Christianity. He should set himself with a great firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. you profess Christians out there that don't know how to hold your tongue, your religion is defiled. I also want to tell you, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaketh, and you have no idea how foolish you look. Because remember that God said, thou shalt have no, I'm sorry, in number 3, Exodus 20, he said that thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, practice what you preach. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Thought I should share that with you. Number 3 is he should not be an avowed enemy of God. He said, note that he also stated the character of a leader's private religious life and private life are very important, because who he is in private is who he is publicly. In his position as our representative, they're one and the same.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous for those who say otherwise.
It is ridiculous. Oh, I don't care what he does in his private life. Yeah, I don't care he's cheating on his wife.
Private?
He's cheating on his wife. He's cheating on his country, friends. Abigail Adams, a great woman of God. Okay. John Adams' wife, again, we talk about this guy. He's all over the boards because he was a founder, right? And as Steph said earlier, he's the Colossus of Independence. He was the Bible says that the Word of God is established upon what? The rock of what? The apostolic and the prophetic. Well, when we look at John Adams, he was very prophetic, okay? So, and if you believe the prophets, you shall be established, the Bible says. Abigail Adams, wife of John Adams, a true patriot must be a religious man. A patriot, by the way, is one that upholds dying laws. A true patriot must be a religious man. He who neglects his duty to his maker may well be expected to be deficient and insincere in his duty towards the public.
Amen.
I like it.
Oh, that's a great quote.
I know.
She was awesome. It's the same thing.
She is.
Yeah, she is awesome, but that is exactly right. If you're not going to neglect your duty to your creator, how in the world are you going to do your duty before man? You can't
never
do it.
Never understood that.
Yeah, you can't separate the two. It's absolutely ridiculous for those who say, well, the private man is different than the public
man. We're getting
man.
Off track a little
it's
bit, but
same.
I get it.
It's just, I can't believe it.
I can't. I just can't believe it. This is an atrocity. Well, folks, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to be talking about is correcting hypocrites. I love this kind of stuff. Actually, I'm going to go. That was last week, so I'm sorry. We're going to be talking about leadership. I want to tell you what I'm seeing on a nationwide basis concerning leadership. And it might explain, and, well, as they say, you judge a tree by its fruit. It might explain as to why we are where we're at today, folks. Because the higher I go and the more I know, it's almost like, oh, my goodness. Folks need to know this kind of stuff. They need to take their positions as citizens in this country and lead the way. And you know, friends, to those that are listening right now, do you know how many that are out there listening to me on a daily basis that you are totally called of God? If you see what the problems are, do you not realize that God has shed his grace upon you and he's opened your eyes to see what the problems are, only to empower you to go out and do, not within your ability, but by his ability, the impossible? I like some of these things. You know, it's like, yeah,
we're gonna have to listen to the podcast.
True. How many people are listening to us on a daily basis that are real leaders that see the problems? You see the problem. That was one of the things when I first got in ministry. Is this? Listen, I didn't want to be a part of the problem. I wanted to be a part of the answer. Now, if I'm a part of the problem to the religious hypocrites, so be it. If I'm a problem to those that are on the left, America, as you know them to be called, you know what? So be it. You know, enemies on all sides. You know, I can't miss one of them, can I? You know, the bottom line is it shows you that I'm doing my job, but it also shows you, friends, that God is in control and that Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. For if he wasn't, then why do I have enemies in the first place?
That's right.
And he promised us that we would win the day, either in life and or in death. We can look at Paul. We can look at the apostles. We can look at biblical patriarchs, so on and so forth. We do win the day if we're willing to fight for what we have. God has always given the church what it's willing to fight for. Are you willing to fight for it, friends? I know you are. Check us out tomorrow. We'll be talking in about 23 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley and Stephanie, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you then. See you 2 hours tomorrow. Cool.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.